Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Let's begin this hour's e-news with Matthew McConaughey this morning.
Right. You know, most people have had about enough of the quarantining, but not Matthew. He says that it's important to recognize the positive effect that it's having. And this is something I do love about Matthew, is he is always able to see, I think, the positive in things. And that's nice. He said, I think my mental health and family life are improving. I spend more time in the kitchen with my family, preparing meals, eating meals, cooking with my kids. That's been one big advantage, the forced family time. I've gotten to know my kids better. So he's at home. Wife Camilla is there. Their three children, who are now 12, 10, and 7. And then his mom, Kay, who's 88. To keep things fresh, he makes sure to break a sweat every day. And he also takes a drive to nowhere once a day to have a relationship with music. And he said his kids are taking the hobbies they had before COVID and are leaning into them more now that they have the extra time to do it. But yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, if I were Matthew.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, could stay at home and not
have the resources to do that kind of stuff.
To do that kind of thing.
Can't you just
leaning into that life would be beautiful and easy.
See him on the ranch. That's where I think he is. Like, him and his family are on the ranch with like a bunch of longhorn cattle everywhere.
And I see him drive.
Like from the Stetson commercial.
Right.
When he used to do those.
I like that he's looking for the positive in it.
Yeah, I do too. And I could just see him driving around in his Lincoln with the windows down and cranking God only knows what kind of music.
All right.
I think he's pretty broad. I think Matthew goes from the bongo playing, you know,
he does it all,
earthy tune, to really rocking out to some like AC/DC or something.
Yeah.
Skinnered, man.
Yeah.
I've loved it.
Yeah.
Since day one, man. I mean, I don't love the fallout and the difficulty it's caused other people in the economy and all that, but the social distancing part's been pretty good.
Socially distancing before it was cool.
That's right. When Kanye West's campaign submitted the required signatures to get him on the presidential ballot in Wisconsin, there were more than a few fishy names, including Bernie Sanders and Mickey Mouse.
Well, you never know about Bernie.
There were even two Kanye Wests on there. So the state Democratic Party filed a complaint alleging there were hundreds of fraudulent signatures and saying Kanye shouldn't be allowed on the ballot. But Kanye's lawyers came up with an interesting defense. They say his critics have to prove that Mickey, Bernie, and the other two Kanyes aren't real.
The burden of proof.
A complainant cannot simply raise an issue with little or no evidence. Yeah, people do it all the time.
Well, and you know what? There are people in the world that change their name legally to some goofy things.
Oh, that's right.
And it goes on to say they should not be able to shift the burden to the candidate to prove validity, which is what complainant is attempting to do here. On a related note, the New York Times reported that Kanye actually met with Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner last week in Colorado, which makes it seem a whole lot more likely that he's only running to try and torpedo Joe Biden. Kanye tweeted that the purpose of the meeting was to discuss some book that came out 20 years ago called Powernomics, but it is kind of weird. Like, when do two competing presidential campaigns get together and work on stuff a few months right before an election? Anyway, if Kanye is trying to play spoiler here, he's got a lot of work to do. He is currently polling at only 2%, and that's among
more than I thought he would.
And that's among black voters.
Just black voters.
Just black voters. And he hasn't even cut into Biden's 9-point lead over President Trump.
Mm, wow.
But it is early. It is only August, and a lot can happen between now and November.
So much can happen, right?
I just saw that he and Kim and the kids returned from their Dominican Republic vacation. Like, remember how we were talking about she and he, and they went to Wyoming, and then they were in L.A., and then they all left on a private jet?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they went down to the Dominican Republic. But all of these things that you're talking about, him adding himself to all the ballots, were all happening while he was on vacation.
Yeah.
So who's back here doing all the work for him?
I imagine he's got people.
The last remaining Blockbuster Video has recently started renting out its Bend, Oregon location on Airbnb for nostalgic movie nights, which includes free run of the store, unlimited snacks, and an overnight stay in a replica 90s living room. Well, it's got everything you'd ever want except, well, you know, Netflix.
A Tennessee woman received her driver's license with just a picture of an empty chair. Meanwhile, the chair saw the photo and was like, damn it, I blinked.
A stunt double in England recently set himself on fire to propose to his girlfriend, so he's extremely romantic, and bonus, he already knows how it feels to be married.
<laughs> 640, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102, partly cloudy skies. Today we'll see a high around 87. It's now 72.
Well, Tuesday there was a show by British indie musician Sam Fender. And this happened at the Virgin Money Unity Arena in Newcastle, England. So this particular venue bills itself as the world's first socially distanced concert venue. It's kind of cool. It's a former horse track with a bunch of pods. They are just square areas with metal barriers around them, separated from each other by several feet.
I think I saw this. Natalie put it up on our Q102 Facebook page, just the actual picture of it.
So you can see, yeah, several people fit in each pod and there's no intermingling with other groups. To avoid concession lines, fans pre-ordered food and drinks, which they received as they entered the venue. So I don't know, is there, when you look at the picture, can you imagine us doing anything, you know, could we do that at Riverbend? Is that something that they would be able to?
I don't know, because their lawn is slanted, so I'm not exactly sure how they would do these little pods.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely down at like along the river somewhere. I mean, yeah. They could just put a stage up and...
Paul Brown Stadium for the Garth show. They could do something like that.
If you're able to hold church, Yateman's Cove.
That's true, Jeff, yeah.
They ought to be able to work something out in some places. Some places would be eligible for that kind of setup.
Does it say how many people were there, Jen? Like, what was the audience crowd?
I don't have any numbers. Yeah, I don't have any numbers.
Hmm. Yeah.
But I'm open to it because that is what I'm missing by far more than anything this summer. Be outside, be all sweaty and screaming along to, you know, Journey or Def Leppard at Riverbend, the annual show.
Well, NBA players have been in the bubble in Orlando for about a month now. Can you imagine? So they got to be missing their children, their significant others, and probably dealing with their libido as well.
Yeah, I mean, and those single folks, are they getting, what's the word, that when you go and have sex with some conjugal? Are they getting conjugal visits from their spouses?
Later this month, they will start allowing players to bring guests into the bubble, but there are strict rules. And they're clearly trying to block players from inviting Tinder randoms or hotties they met on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So the rules are non-family members must have long-standing relationships, and those without an established pre-existing personal and known relationship will not be allowed in. So that's a no for any individual the player has not previously met in person or with whom the player has had limited in-person interactions.
Oh, so if they just met them.
If they only know them through social media or an intermediary, that does not count. No.
And how do they vet that?
I don't know. Mm. I would imagine, you know, because the four of us are in the same room every day. And even though we're not technically family, you could argue we have long enough standing relationships that we could visit each other. Not in the way that.
Not conjugal.
They're talking, but you know what I mean. Guests will be required to quarantine for 7 days. Oh, my goodness. This is a process. Guests will be required to quarantine for 7 days. Then take a charter flight to Orlando.
Oh, wow.
And then quarantine for 4 more days on the Disney campus.
Wow.
Players will be allowed to have up to 4 guests. And children do not count as long as they're under 32 inches.
Stop it. You're kidding.
No.
Under 32 inches, so they're measuring them just like
They do with the amusement park rides.
Mm-hmm.
And for everyone's safety, they will be required to keep their hands, arms, and legs inside the bubble at all times.
Oh, stop it.
Seriously, once you're in. You cannot slip out to hit up Disney World or a McDonald's.
Wow.
Guests will be allowed in the beginning. Just in time for the second round of the playoffs, they'll be allowed in starting August 31st. People have been joking about the longstanding relationships thing on Twitter, saying things like longstanding personal friends. We've been DMing all summer. Does that count? Another joke. What if the player never knew his birth mother, but just found her and he wants her in the bubble so he can finally get to know her and ask why she put him up for adoption in the first place?
Oh, ouch.
Wow.
Sam. Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
So. I wonder how long do they get to stay in the bubble? Is it just like, that's a lot to do to see someone for a day. I mean, not that I don't love you, but
right,
that's a lot.
I mean, it sounds like it's designed for wives,
yeah,
or longstanding girlfriends that maybe you have a child with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Well, Brian Austin Green is a little upset because his ex Megan Fox, her relationship with Machine Gun Kelly, happened so quickly. He's annoyed that she's so focused on a relationship with Machine Gun Kelly, and he doesn't understand the need to post social media pictures with silly captions to proclaim her love for him. They aren't even divorced yet. It stings a bit, too, that Megan moved on so quickly. Megan was always very private.
If it makes you feel any better, I'm pretty sure she has the herps.
Oh, stop. And Brian just doesn't get what has changed with her.
She's in love.
And she wants to just share it with the world.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's what happens. Don't you remember when you get into a new relationship and you just cannot get enough of each other?
But I think the weird part of it is for him, you know, they were together all these years and she never, you know, she wasn't posting on social media talking about.
But that was probably
in the beginning. There.
Yeah. And that was probably because of him. Like, he's more private than she is. So maybe he was like, we don't need to put it out there for everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think he's also upset about the children. Like, she's not posting and loving about the kids, but yet here she is. Like,
they're all about her. She likes the attention on social media. That's where she gets it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, go ahead, Jen.
No, that was just all I've got.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.